Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheriff Blake. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Harper. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sox Sabold. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Sox Sabold. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Richborg for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Welsh moves to second. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Richborg hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. Moranville takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moranville. The throw from Taylor and he is out, English applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote strikes out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Sabold's glove, towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Bell reaches second base with a double. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Taylor and he is out, English applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold is 0 for 1 in the game. Sabold hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. Blake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moranville hits a line drive towards first. Grimm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 2 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Sabold covering, for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a pop-up towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparrer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Sabold fields it and throws to third for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Johnny Moore pinch runs for Zach Taylor. Kiki Kyler pinch hits for Sheriff Blake. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to third. Moore moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English takes first base on ball 4. McMillan scores. Moore moves to third. Kyler moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-3 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Kyler scores. English moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hal Carlson now pitching. Mike Gonzalez now catching. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold is 0-for-2 in the game. Sabold hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-3 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moranville hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moranville moves to third. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMillan. The throw from Sparrer and he is out, McGuire applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Boston Braves, 1. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.